Little technical difficulty, and I'm seeing Brian back there. You did great. That was awesome. Let's give him some more love. With all this new stuff, some things got disconnected. Not us. We are not disconnected. Okay. So, my talk today is the joy of living. Well, number one, we already are living, so I guess we should be joyful about it. So today I invite each of us to give joy permission, to really give joy permission, to come alive and to be expressed in us and as us. Because what I realize, I'm going to put this down because I can't see some of your beautiful faces. What I realize is that joy is a choice. Hear that. Joy is a choice. Ernest Holmes says, don't limit this thing called life. Grow big inside. Get over the little thoughts and the little concepts of life. And comprehend more. How often, and Bonnie said it in her Joys and Support, She chose in that moment when she heard what she considered bad news, she chose to breathe and to say, this is not what's going to happen, and I'm going to wait for the answer and the solution. She allowed the old little thoughts not to control her. That's what choice is all about. And that's up to each one of us. So how do we give joy permission to come alive in us? I think first we need to remember where we put our energy, where we put our attention, becomes our reality. If we believe that that's going to upset us or that that's a bad thing to happen, and we forget that we are a unique divine expression of the one life and the one power, the very God beingness. Am I not? Oh, okay. Rick keeps turning around looking back at them. Oh, I know, because I want a joy being up there. Do you have that joy? Ah, good, you're on it. Thanks. See, it takes a village. Where are we putting our energy? We're putting our energy either in the solution or our attention and on our reality that, oh, well, this is going on. See, we can change however we define life's events. Life's always going to happen. It's how we define it. And I love this old antidote, which I think illustrates the point. Once, while acting as a guide for a hunting expedition, a Native American could not find the way home. Imagine that. And one of the men with him said, "You're lost." And the Native American replied, "I'm not lost. My teepee is lost." So think about that. He changed the reality. He knew where he was. His teepee was lost, not him. How many times do we define ourselves or an event because we have said, well, I'm lost, or I don't know the answer to this, instead of, I'm going to expand. I'm going to allow the information to come to me from wherever it comes. Because when we change how we think and respond to life's events, it changes our experience of it. Michael Garrett says, living a life of harmony and balance does not mean living life without challenges, difficulties, hardships, or even conflicts. What it does mean is making constructive and creative choices. Hear that, making creative choices. There is an energy that responds to us. Life responds to our clear intention as to what we wish to experience. This is a really important part of understanding the science of mind. Joy is a choice. What is our intention? What do we wish to experience? My teepee is lost. I'm not. My glasses are missing or misplaced. I'm not. Nothing's lost. Every time I lose something or I misplace something, I don't ever lose anything anymore. I misplace it. I always say that nothing is lost in the universe. That is mine returns to me. I immediately say that, and eventually whatever it is returns to me. It's what we believe. You see, my great job is coming, just hasn't found me yet, would be a much better way of saying, I need a new job. My great job is coming, it hasn't found me yet. Notice the difference. My loving, supportive partner hasn't found me yet. I know they're on the way. I did that for a long time. Took him a while to show up. Why not love and support myself right now, wherever I am, wanting that greater love or greater friendship in my life? I have people who come to me and they say, I have no friends. And I say, are you being a really good friend to you? Ah, I say. So they go away, they work on it. And it's amazing how suddenly I see them with more and more friends. Feelings of joy or sadness or frustration is nothing more than energy. It's just energy. It's where we put our energy. It's how we describe that energy, and our attention becomes our reality. I know this one really well, because before we left for Portland, I got sick, and I got really upset about it. And I thought, how's that working for me? It wasn't. So I sat and prayed, and I really talked to myself about what I felt about being sick, about the possibility of sending Rick on this weekend that we had planned for a couple of months. I was really looking forward to it. And I went to that place of thinking that maybe I wouldn't be able to go. And I had to be okay with that. And I even sat there in my prayer time crying, releasing that had to do it. And I got really well. By Thursday afternoon, I called Rick. I said, you know what? I think I can go. I was feeling absolutely great. The problem was, I didn't listen to myself. It rained a lot in Portland. I had all the proper clothes. But there was one day that I let myself get really cold. And I sat on this porch in the rain, and it was wet. And I kept saying, oh, I'll be fine. You know how you do? Oh, yeah, I'll be okay. It wasn't a good idea. The question comes back. The joy of living means we have to be alive in ourselves. We have to really be aware of where we are and what we're doing and how we're doing it. It's up to me how I respond to events. It's up to me, because events are neutral. I'm the one that defines them. I sat there on that porch and I got colder and colder and colder, and I didn't honor myself. So I spent this week with my ears all clogged up. We all give life meaning. And so then I had to spend this week loving myself in a different way. When we commit to joy, when we commit to everything that we do, even not feeling good, in joy, then the events don't define us. Yeah, I had other plans for this week, but there I was, We have to live in trust and faith, remembering every event, every circumstance has value. It's us that gets to choose. We each get to choose. It's important to understand this and to have an imagination. I think imagination has saved me from great things. It saved me. It gives me joy and celebration. Even as I lay there this week, not able to do many things, my imagination of what I would do when I got better kept me excited about what was going to happen as I expand my own being. Imagination expands possibilities. Is the glass half empty or half full? Or maybe you need a bigger glass. Think of that. We try to be with what is and make it work. And maybe we need a bigger beaker. Maybe we need a bigger experience of our own self. Imagine living a life of joy. What would that be like? What would it be if you're going through a difficult time right now, or if you're concerned about something? What if you just expanded that? Bonnie did it. She said, I know this is going to work. I know the movers are going to be able to work this out and come today, and it's not up to me to do it. Imagine. Expand. Get a bigger glass. Expand the idea of what it is you desire. What would that look like to you? To live a life of joy. To say, no matter what the condition or situation that I find myself in, I'm going to be be joyful about it, because this is where I'm going to. This is what I desire to take place. What would that look like to you? Joy is a choice. As Ernest Holmes said, grow big inside. Get over your little thoughts. Comprehend more. Get a bigger glass. Get a greater imagination. Living a life of joy is up to each one of us. So y'all got the takeaway. So I invite you to turn it over to the affirmation. And if you're wanting to create an atmosphere where you feel more joy, I'm going to invite you to read this every morning and every evening. This is a really fun affirmation. Let's say it together, please. I no longer limit spirit in any way. I trust and know there is a power of joy available to me. It's my choice to live filled up with joy or not. I am reminded today that joy is up to me. Joy, joy, joy. Okay, I choose joy. All right, good. Work with that this week. I guarantee you there'll be a shift in consciousness. So let's just take this moment and ground this in prayer, knowing and accepting that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, Spirit, God, the infinite, the divine, or just life. It is everywhere present. It is the life that lives and breathes within each and every one of us. It desires to uniquely express in and through and as all of us, but uniquely, divinely. And we live in that light, that love, that glory of God. And we stop in this moment and we just, say thank you. This life is here to serve me. This life is here to reveal to me the greater truth that I am the beloved place where God shows up. I know this for myself, and I know it for each one here. I know that there's a powerful presence that holds us, that guides us, that is a greater reality than any condition or situation we might be living in. And we know and accept in our own expanded awareness that a greater truth, a greater realization is taking place right here, right now, greater than what I can speak in words. is already happening in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind that guides me through every experience. I am never alone. We are never alone. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, filled up and overflowing. We are full of it, and we're glad for that. And so if you're agreeing with anything that I've said here or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.